This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. That oil spill in San Francisco has done more than foul a few beaches. It's led to a fishing ban and delayed the start of the Dungeness crab season. When he announced the fishing ban yesterday, Governor Schwarzenegger called the accident, quote, an unbelievable human failure.
And lots of people are trying to rectify that. Hundreds of San Franciscans have volunteered to help clean up the oily, sticky mess. From member station KQED, Marjorie Sun reports.
At the United Irish Cultural Center near the San Francisco Zoo, nearly 200 people from around the Bay Area gathered earlier this week, not to learn about Irish culture, but how to clean up Ocean Beach and keep themselves safe from the toxic oil.
And again, when you come back, the teams are going to know where they are, but as you come back, you're going to see...
Participants sat through 4 hours of sometimes tedious safety training, but an appearance by Gavin Newsom delighted volunteers like Paula Galvis. She's from South San Jose and a caseworker for foster children.
Today's my day off. I thought this would be a good way to spend my birthday, help out the community, and plus I got to see Gavin Newsom, the mayor, so well worth it.
State Fish and Game official Bob Ford explained the reasons for extensive safety training.
The whole really idea with the oil is we don't want it to touch the skin. If it gets on the skin with this kind of oil, some people might have a little dermatitis to it, some reddening of the skin.
So volunteers were issued disposable white hazmat suits, booties, and two layers of rubber gloves. After a free lunch of Chinese takeout, volunteers finally climbed onto buses, which shuttled them down the road to Ocean Beach. It's a 3.5-mile-long stretch of shoreline, beloved by San Franciscans and known for its strong currents and surf. A few surfers were catching the waves, but the cleanup volunteers fanned out to catch oil blobs. Duct-taped into their white hazmat suits and booties, they looked like a platoon of Pillsbury Doughboys amidst other folks strolling in street clothes along the shore. One of the volunteers is Ian McLean, a remodeling contractor from Bernal Heights in the city. He says he didn't know what to expect.
So I was picturing like pancake-sized pieces of tar, and I don't know.
The beach seems pretty clean. Contractors hired by the shipping company spent the weekend mopping up the spill. But McLean says on closer inspection, there's still a lot more little globules to clean up.
Anywhere from the size of a dime to a silver dollar or something.
Nearby, volunteer Paul Irving traverses the beach back and forth, staring at the smooth sand, searching for more tar balls.
And I'm just going from pretty much the water's edge up to the high tide mark and turn around and go back again, just slowly moving down the beach.
More volunteers are on the way. San Francisco is holding training sessions throughout the week due to popular demand. As each day passes, however, the oil is breaking up into ever smaller pieces, still contaminating the environment, but making it much harder to clean up. For NPR News, I'm Marjorie Sun in San Francisco.
For more on how you actually clean up one of these spills, we go to Gary Shiganaka. He's a marine biologist for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He's based in Seattle. Gary, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex. Glad to be here.
You've been studying the health and environmental impacts of oil spills for quite some time, yes?
Yeah, for almost 20 years.
And tell me, what is it that is dangerous about this particular kind of oil? It's called bunker fuel, and it's what ships use for their own engines. They're not transporting this to someplace else. This is ship fuel.
That's correct. It's a container ship that spilled the fuel in San Francisco Bay, and it was carrying what we call an IFO 380 intermediate fuel oil. It's a heavy product. We worry about it in the environment because it's very thick and viscous and sticky.
But I've read, anyway, that there are toxic elements in this. What's toxic in there? And how much of it is toxic? And is it dangerous if you encounter a globule of it on the beach?
It is toxic in the sense that if you expose marine organisms to it, things like birds and marine mammals, then it will cause harm because it's... mainly a sticky product that will adhere to their feathers and fur. And so,
well, you know, I'm asking this actually because I see these pictures in the papers right after the spill has happened. The cleanup crews out on the beach, they're always wearing these big white hazmat suits, right? And so you wonder, gosh, this stuff, there must be something pretty bad in this, and what is it? And if someone just encountered it, what would happen?
Well, if you think about when you work on your car, for example, if anybody works on their car anymore, you get oil or grease on your hands, and if you leave it there, it can irritate your skin. So for this kind of a product, we're worried about that kind of skin irritation. If you get it in your eyes, certainly it's going to cause problems getting in your eyes. In terms of longer-term impacts, a heavy product like this we don't normally worry about, but we're always worried about keeping workers and other folks who are working a spill like this safe from exposure.
And what about the chemicals that you use to clean up these spills?
I think as a matter of course, we try to avoid introducing more chemicals into the environment during an oil spill. In the case of a very tenacious, persistent layer of oil on the shoreline, we may try to use chemical shoreline cleaners or additional materials to try to get it off the shoreline. But I would expect that that would be one of the final resorts that we would refer to in the field because, again, we try to use as innocuous a method as possible, mostly relying on manual labor and maybe a little bit of water flushing.
So you have not used those chemicals yet on this latest spill in San Francisco, and you would wait, I guess, quite some time before you would use them.
That's correct. To my knowledge, we have not employed any additional chemicals on the shoreline.
How long would you expect it's going to take to clean up the beaches around San Francisco from this particular spill?
We're at this point trying to establish our criteria for how clean is clean. That is, how far do we want to go to clean up the beaches? And the folks who are on scene at the command post and in the field are feeding into that process to try to determine the cleanup standards. But certainly this is going to take a matter of weeks and maybe even months to get all the little tar balls that are floating around and on the beaches now cleaned up.
Gary Shiganako with the Emergency Response Division for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Gary, thank you.
Thank you.